What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, these women simply do not get it. They can push a man to unleash a savagery that they themselves did not know that they possessed. Yeah, ladies, you keep pushing. You keep arguing, you keep disrespecting men, and yeah, our true primal savage nature can be unleashed. Like the man in this article that was published on the 11th of December. New Jersey man went to police station covered in blood after offlining his girlfriend. Ladies, men in the past, when they brought down their prey, they would literally bathe in the blood. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man charged with stabbing his girlfriend to deletion early Sunday morning in Irvington walked a half of a mile covered in blood to surrender at a Newark police station, authorities said. Shania Major, 32, of East Orange, was deleted after being repeatedly stabbed in an attack that began inside of her mother's apartment in Irvington. Denzel Dozier, 33, also of East Orange, is charged with termination and weapons offenses. His public defender did not return a request for comment on Wednesday. Dozier showed up covered in blood to Newark Police's 4th Precinct officers while Irvington investigators were investigating the crime scene at around 4 a.m., according to court documents filed by police. The attack began inside of an apartment in the 100 block of 21st Street and continued outside, police said. Major was stabbed at the entryway at the bottom of a staircase, police said. Dozier stomped on her head before leaving the scene, police said. Yeah, put a pin right there. Major was pronounced deleted at a hospital from multiple stab wounds. The woman's mother told investigators that she witnessed parts of the attack after being awakened by a noise in the living room, authorities said. As she called police, the attack continued outside the apartment, police said. Dozier is being held at the Essex County Jail, and a detention hearing is scheduled for Thursday. Well. One can only imagine what happened before this attack happened. Yeah, more than likely, they were arguing because, let's think about it, he stomped on her head before he left as a final measure of fuck you. Yeah, he didn't go on the run. He said, you know what? I've done what I've done, and I'm going to go to the police. That right there, gentlemen, as we all know, is a man who was absolutely, positively fed the fuck up. So, yeah, he's in their apartment, well, her mother's apartment. So you know what that possibly leads to. If he was there, then that means that woman was trying to run over the top of him, emasculate him, demean him. Yeah. Not a good scenario, ladies. Not a good scenario. So you know, more than likely, she had a whole lot of mouth. But Mr. Dozier ended up permanently closing said mouth. What more needs to be said, gentlemen? What more, honestly, needs to be said? We keep telling you, ladies, more and more men around the world are fed the fuck up, and they are no longer restraining themselves. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down inside the apartment, I'm going to give that a 10. Method of execution, obviously the hot butter knife of doom. That's going to get a 45. Psychological impact, the mother had to witness the offlining of her daughter. So I'm going to give that a 50. And of course, for the brutality factor, I'm going to give that a 45 as well. So, Mr. Denzel Doombringer Dozier gets a score of 150. Ladies, I'm going to reiterate. Men, especially in this day and age, especially in this particular environment, are fed the fuck up, and they are not holding back. You have to ask yourself, how much damage did this dude do to her to be covered in blood? Yeah. Ladies, that is a level of savagery most men, honestly, are surprised that we still have left in us. We are nothing more than animals, highly evolved animals, but animals nonetheless. So yes, we men still have a savage nature to us, but we constantly keep it in check. Why? Because we as men know that there are physical laws on the book that restrain us. You women, on the other hand, there's not a single damn law on the book for the mental, emotional, or psychological abuse that you inflict on us. Yeah, yeah. But guess what? More and more men are just saying, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to take matters into my own hands. This guy decided to do so. And at the end, he's going to get 3 hots and a cot. He went into the cage, but he made sure to put her ass in the motherfucking ground. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out here who still believe that you can run off at the mouth, y'all gonna learn. Y'all are going to learn either the easy way or the hard way. Men of today are fed up. Those chains of restraint are being broken every day by more and more men. Yeah, I told you, more men are turning their backs on women. Not every man, but more and more. You're always going to have your pool of simps and all that stuff, even though that pool is drying up. But yeah, more and more men day by day are turning their backs on these women. And guess what? You know what that leaves? That leaves the men who will take matters into their own hands when they have been thoroughly pushed beyond their line. So you better understand this, ladies, and you better understand this and get this through your thick damn skulls. The power that this society lets you believe that you have, which is fake, by the way, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that modern men are supposed to kowtow, bow, beg, scrape, let you have your way, nah, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, I'm going to reiterate, more and more men are fed the fuck up. And guess what? When that man's been pushed beyond his line, hey, whatever happens, happens. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.